Start back from five lines from the bottom on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Omar Rava. Kishosh Machnisin Adam Ledin. Omrim Lo Nosata V'Nosasa Bemuna. Person's brought to the Beis Din Shalmala. So they ask him six questions that have to do with the six Dorim of the Mishnayis. And the Simen for the six Dorim is Zman Nokat, Zroa Moed Noshim, and Nezikin. Kodshim and Taras, Man Noka. They ask him, Nasasa v'Nasasa be'emuna, that's Emunos, that's Zroim. Kovata itim Matora. We mentioned yesterday, two pshatim in Kovata itim Matora. The Gros says a third pshat. Kovata, as the Gemara says, means to steal. Kovi Mosi. Right? So, did you steal time away from your work to be able to learn Torah? Person has to steal time away, that to grab time for learning Torah. Asakta bepruvu, tzipisa li Yeshua, pilpalta bechachma, hivanta dor mitoch dover. Vafilu hachi, with all of that, iyiras Hashem hi otzaro in. Ilo lo, if you don't have the treasure of yiras Shamayim, then all of that is worthless. Mashal adam shomer l'shlucho, hela li kur chitin l'aliya, right, just a person told his shliach, bring up a kur, big amount of chitin up to my attic. Holach v'helalo, and he brought it up. Amarle iravtalo bohen kav chumtom. Did you put in a kav of preservative? It's some kind of salty earth that preserves the grain. Amarle lav. No, I didn't put any preservative in there. Amarle mutavim lo helesh. Then you shouldn't have put it up there because it's going to rot. Right, if you don't have the preservative, it's going to rot. Better you shouldn't have put it up in the attic where it's going to rot even faster. So too, a person who learns Torah and doesn't have Yerushalayim, it doesn't have the preservative, so that's a problem. So the Chaim Volozhiner says, you see from here, that how much Yerushalayim do you need for learning? One kav per kur, which is 1/180. A kav is 1/180 of a kur. So he says, similarly with learning Torah, if you're learning Torah 15 hours a day, so you need 5 minutes for Yiras Shamayim, meaning before you start, you should learn 5 minutes of Musar, and then get down to learning. But if you're going to learn mostly Musar during the day, right, and not learn, it's like putting in what's it called, mostly preservative and not having any grain. So it's very good when you have a little bit of preservative and a lot of grain. But if you have a lot of preservative and not no grain, then it's no good either. So you need to balance out the amount of time that you spend on Yerushalayim with the amount of time you spend with learning. But if you don't start with the Yerushalayim and then learn according to the Musar that you learn, then the learning is going to be worthless. What? Yeah, in the eyes of the Rabbanu Shalom. In the Rabbanu Shalom's eyes, the Iker is Yerushalayim. But that's the goal. But if you don't have, if you have the Yerushalayim, make that the preservative, the Iker, right, then you don't have Torah. And the Rav Hashem says that the goal of your Torah is Yerushalayim, but not that the Yerushalayim should be what you spend your whole time doing. Okay, it's still only the preservative. Rashi, kav chumton eretz malecha, some salty earth, umishamiris esateris me'atliya. It preserves the fruit from getting wormy. The eno choshe, okay. Tonet ve Rabbi Yoshua. That's it. Because of this halacha, so you're allowed to mix in one kav of chumton into a kur of tvua, and that's not considered onoah. If you sell somebody a kur of tvua and one kav of it is preservative, that's what's normal. But if you put too much preservative in, it's not okay. The same thing with the musr. If you put in what's it called, a kav of musar into a kav of musar into a kur of learning, that's not bittul Torah. But if you put more than that, then it's like it's onoah, right? You're putting too much in, right? That's not the normal way of selling it, then it's bittul Torah too. Ve'eino choshish l'mochra b'dmei chitim. You can sell a kur of chitim, less a kav, and a kav of chumton as a kur of chitim. The lav onoah he sharish mirosamakav. That's the normal way to sell it. If you put too much chumton in, then you're misrepresenting. You're selling chumton as chitim.
Why is it better not to learn Torah? I mean, for the mashal, better that if you
because the Torah becomes a sam chayim, a sam modis to somebody who doesn't have Yerushalayim. It's worse to learn and not be makayim than not know and not be makayim.
Learning Torah isn't going to bring you to Yerushalayim.
No. Your learning Torah will bring you to Yerushalayim only if you're interested in Yerushalayim. So if you start with Yerushalayim, the Torah will also bring you. If not, the Torah becomes a sam hamavis. So better not to have it bechlap. Omer Rabba Barafuna Kolom Sheish Bo Torah. The Ein Bo Yerushalayim. Clearly, you can have Torah and not have Yerushalayim. So Torah is not necessarily going to bring you to Yerushalayim if you're not interested. So Domel Gizbar Shemosulam Aftechos Hapnimios. It's like the Gizbar who got the keys to the inner chambers, umaftechos achitzonos lamosav. He doesn't have the keys to the outer chambers. The Yerushalayim is the derech to Torah. Right? Without Yerushalayim, it's not Torah. So you can't get in you can't get to Torah to begin with, right? If you don't have Yerushalayim. What? Not talking about lulishma means you're doing it for an ulterior motive. Not that you don't want to have Yerushalayim. If you're doing it, al shalom anasta mekayim, what you're doing, Yerushalayim means that you're going to observe what you learn. You do it not to observe, that's not called shalom lishma, that's called mutav shalom nivra.
So it's like an academic, like studying the Torah as a...
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're not intending to do what you learn.
So the professors of the university, is that a good example of
this? If they're learning for that purpose, yeah. Okay. The high aisles, how is he going to get in? If you don't have the outside, so Yerushalayim leads to Torah, and Torah, the ultimate of Torah is Yerushalayim. Both of them go together. Machriz Rabbiane, Chaval al delesle darta, vitara de darta of it. Right? Chaval to a person, what's it called, who doesn't have a door, and he makes himself, a hallway that leads to the door. Meaning, if you have Torah, Torah leads to Yerushalayim also. But if you don't have the door, the Yerushalayim, then it's not Kedai to make the thing that leads. So we see from here both things. Torah is the leads to Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim leads to Torah. They have to go together. Okay. Rashi, Yerushalayim doma lepsochim chitzonim. Yerushalayim is like the outer door. Shederech lohem nechnosim upnimim. Through the Yerushalayim, you come into the pnimius of Torah. Tachim Yerushalayim hu nasa chori l'shmor v'lasos. Right? If you have Yerushalayim, then you will be chored. You'll be concerned to keep and observe what you lishmor from the lavim and lasos the mitzvos asay. In lavim uchosh l'torah. So if not, what does he care about his Torah? He learns that it's just academic. The high aisle, the Eze Pesach Nifnas, Liftoach Esapnimium. How are you going to get in if you don't have the key to the outside doors? How are you going to get into the inside doors? Okay. Omer of Yehuda, Lo Bora Kodesh Baruch Hu Esel Lomo, Le Kadesh Yirum Ufana. The whole purpose of the Bria is that people should fear the Rabbanu Shalom. Shenemar V'elokim Osa Sheyirum Ufana. The Rabbanu Shalom made everything in order that the human being should fear him. Meaning that they should stand in awe of him, they should come to Ava, and from Yira you come to Ava Sashem, and in that way, what's it called, you'll fulfill the purpose of the Bria. That a person should know he's a created being, and do Ratzon Hashem, and that all of this for his own benefit. But if you don't have that Yerushalayim, you're not going to do Ratzon Hashem, then the whole purpose of creation isn't there. Reb Simon v'Reb Elazar have a Yasti. Reb Simon and Reb Elazar were sitting... Cholif ozor Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha passed by. Omer leichad lechavrei, neko mikamei, degaver dochil chatoinu. Let's stand up for him because he's a big Yerushalayim. Omer leidach, neko mikamei, degaver bar uryenu. Let's stand up for him because he's a big Talmud Chacham. Omer le amin aloch anod, degaver dochil chatoinu. The amrus li ad bar uryenu. So the other one said to him, I'm telling you to stand up for him because of Yerushalayim. You're telling me because he's a Talmud Chacham. It's a much bigger thing that he's a Yerushalayim than he's a Talmud Chacham. Let's establish that it was Rabbi Lazar who was the one who said that stand up for him because he's a Yirei Shemayim, which was greater in his eyes than being a Talmud Chacham. In the Rabbanim's world, what he considers important is only Yirei Shemayim. Shenemar v'yati Yisrael mo Hashem Elokecha shoel mimach ki im leYiru. Right? It says, what does the Rabbanu Shalom want for you? Only Yerushalayim. The only problem is there's a lot of other things after that in the Pasuk. The Yerush Hashem, Liyavosol, Ledovkabo, Leches Bechol Derachot. But ki im liyira means if you'll have the yira, you'll lead to all the other things. Without the yira, it'll never lead to any of the other things. So that's the ultimate. Vayomer lo adam hein yiras Hashem. Uksi vayomer lo adam hein yiras Hashem hu chachma. Hein. Shekein b'loshin yivani korin la'achas hein. Hein in Yavon, in Greek, hein is uni, is one. Hein yiras Hashem. There's only one thing, and that's yiras Hashem. So what it says, tishtayim. So that you can establish that it was Rabbi Lezer who held that being a yiras Shemayim is greater than being a Talmud Chacham. The idea is that, what does that mean? Yiras Shemayim is the ikar. That's the goal of all Torah. Everybody has to have Torah. Without Torah, you can't have real Yiras Shemayim either. A person's not a lo ama, what's it called? Dein bur yirei chet. A person who's a bur, who's bereft of Torah completely, can't be a yirei chet either. So you need both things. But the ultimate goal, the derech to get to Torah, is only with Yiras Shemayim. If you learn Torah without Yiras Shemayim, it becomes a sama modus. And then the goal of the Torah you learn is also to get Yiras Shemayim. On the higher level, there's two madregas of Yiras Shemayim. It's a Pashat Yiras Shemayim that starts with Yiras HaOnish and the fact that you're just going to be Mekayim what you learn. And then there's the higher levels of Yiras Shemayim, awe of the Rabbanu Shem, Yiras HaRomimus, Avas Hashem, all these other levels that you reach by learning Torah, and you come to higher levels of Yiras Shemayim. But ultimately, the Etzem Ratzon Hashem is Yiras Hashem. That's what the Rabbanu Shem wants. All the other things are means to reach that. They are not the goal in itself. Even the Limud HaTorah is not the goal. The Limud HaTorah is to be able to know Ratzon Hashem and to be able to do it and to come to the higher levels of Yiras Shemayim. That's what it means. There's nothing else besides Yiras Shemayim. That's the goal of everything. Rashi. I'm telling you as a Yiras Shemayim, you're telling me as a big Talmud Chacham. You are making him smaller than I said. I said this biggest Shevach. Hein Yiras Hashem, Yechido Hi HaYira Ba'olam. Yiras Hashem is singular. And the Vilna Gaon also points out, I think the Medrash even says it, that Hein, besides meaning uni in Greek, but also Hein is singular because there every other letter has another partner to make 10. Aleph has Tes, Beis has Ches, and so on. The only letters that have no other partner is Hey. You can't, there's two Heys, there's no other partner, so it's singular. And the same thing to 100. Every letter, right, has a partner to make 100, except for Nun. Nun, you need another Nun. There's no other partner. So therefore, those are two singular letters, Hey and Nun. So they represent something that's unique. Hein Yiras Hashem, Yechida HaYira Ba'olam. Okay, let's go on. Dorash Rav Ula, May Dechsiv Al Kirsha Harbe. What does it say? A person shouldn't be too much of a Rasha. Harbe Hudolo Lirsha, Hama'at Lirsha. Too much Rasha you shouldn't be, but a little bit you should be. But when it says Al Ki Tzadik Harbe, don't be too much of a Tzadik, there we can learn that it means don't go overboard. Don't be machmer where it's not necessary or whatever, right? Don't be a bigger Tzadik than the Rabbanu Shem. Don't have Rachmanis when the Rabbanu Shem said not to have Rachmanis. Don't have Rachmanis on Achzori. Then you can learn that not to be too much of a Tzadik means to go overboard where it's not proper. But don't be too much of a Rasha. What does that mean? But a little bit of a Rasha you can be. What's the Pasuk mean? Ela misha achal shum varecho node yavzer v'yochal shum acher. Right, a guy ate a little bit of garlic and his breath stinks. So what are we going to tell him? What's it called? Eat more garlic and your breath will stink. It doesn't make sense, right? What's it called? Of course, you shouldn't be too much of a rasha. Just because you're a little bit of a rasha doesn't give you a rishus to be more of a rasha. So what's the pasuk mean? See Rashi. Misha achal shum varechal node perukahu. This is the answer. Kolomar hachi kamar im roshata ma'ad. If you became a little bit of a rasha, al tosif al rishata. Don't give up and say, well, I'm a little bit of a rasha anyway. What's the difference if I do more? I'm already lost. Don't be miyayish, right? Like a person who ate shum, and he says, well, my breath stinks anyway. Right? What's it going to help not to eat more shum? But that's foolish because if eventually the smell will go away. But if you eat more, it'll never go away. Same thing. If you did a little bit of ra, eventually you'll do tshuva and it'll go away. But if you keep doing it, you never do tshuva, it'll never go away. Right, a person who ate garlic and his breath already smells to other people. Does it make sense? Because you ate a little bit of shum, you should continue eating it and continue having your breath smell? It'll last longer. Same thing. Just because you did some chatoyim doesn't mean that you should give up and continue doing them. Stop doing them and you'll do tshuva, and then what's it called? You won't have that bad odor anymore. Okay. Go on. Dorash Rava Barav Ula. Nai deceive ki ein chartsuvos lemosa ubori ulam. Pasuk in Iyov somewhere. Okay. In Tehillim. Ki ein chartsuvos lemosam ubori ulam. What does that pasuk mean? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo dayin l'rishoyim she'enam charedim v'atzovim miyom hanisa. Ein chartsuvos. They are not charedim v'atzovim. The word chartsuvos is no trikon of charedim v'atzovim. They're afraid, concerned, right? Chared means that you tremble, for you're concerned about it, you're worried about it. And atzovim also means to be worried. You're not concerned and worried about yomam, the fact that you're mortal and you're going to die, and therefore whatever you did in this world, you're going to have to make an accounting, and you don't have an unlimited amount of time to do things and to make up for things that you did. So the Rishoyim don't consider that. Ela shalivam bari lohem ka'ulam. Not only aren't they the opposite, afraid and concerned, but they're what's it called? Very strong and healthy and confident. That's the word. They're confident in their rishus. Ka'ulam. Their lave is opened. They're very confident, just like the opening of the ulam, the doorway to the ulam, big wide opening. Behind Doma Rabba, my deceive Zedarkom Kesa Lomo. This is the way, the Derech, foolishness, Lomo. Yodim Rishoyim Shadark Lamisa. They know they're going to die. The Yeshloim Chelev Al Kislam. But they have fat on their ksolin, right, on their loins, Shem, right, and they don't, it doesn't bother them. They don't consider it at all. Shematomer Shikohimehem, Shechechohimehem. Maybe you'll say that they forget about it. They don't realize they're going to die. It's something they forgot about. Talmud Lomar, Vacharei, and Bethiam, Yirsusa. They know very clearly they're going to die, but it doesn't make an impression on them. I think Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says that really a person by Teva should really be afraid of dying. It should be constantly on his mind. But if the Rabbanu Shem would let that happen, then nobody would be able to function, and everybody would have to be Yirei Shamayim, and there would be no Bechira. So the Rabbanu Shel Olam suppressed a person's concern with his death. In other words, he basically ignores it. Not that he doesn't know it. Everybody knows they're going to die. He asked them. They didn't forget it. But basically, they ignore it. And it takes Avoda to be able to get Zichron Yom HaNisa, or what's it called, the Pachad from Yom HaNisa, something a person has to work on. Naturally, it shouldn't be like that. It should be something that's natural. But the Rabbanu Shel Olam made it unnatural. He suppressed it in order to give people the Bechira. But he gave a person the ability to regain that fear if he works on it. Okay, but really, mitzad ha-teva, it should be something that comes natural to a person to be concerned that he's mortal and to come to the conclusions. But if it would be left as nature, a person would have no Bechira. So the Rabbanu Shel Olam took it out of his nature and gave him the ability to do it on his own if he chooses. Okay. So that's what the Gemara is basically saying. That don't think the Rishoyim don't know they're going to die. They know, but it doesn't bother them. Because in the Rabbanu Shel Olam made it that if you don't work on it, right, it's not going to make any impression on you. Rashi. Charedim v'atzovim, notrikon de chartsuvos. That's what we learn from the word chartsuvos. Ku'ulam. Shepischo pasu avarochav. The Pesach of the Ulam was 20 amos wide, was a big opening. So their hearts are wide open. They have no fears. Zed darkom leel minexiv. Kirbam batemo laolam. Dehainu kvura. Behadar ksiv zed darkom kesalamo klomar. Yodim heim shezu darkom. They know that their path is going to lead to being buried. Aval kesalamo kil yoseya mechupim bechelbam. Their klayos, their kidneys are covered with chelim. Right, the kidneys are the things that give a person advice. They're covered over, so they disregard that fact. Mihoshiv kli yoseya machsheves sofam. Their kidneys are covered, And that prevents them from thinking into what the implications are of the fact that they're mortal. The Shemet Omer Machmas Hachelev Shachu, that it's forgotten from them, they don't realize they're going to die. Varihem Shogigim, and therefore if they forgot it, it could be Shogig. Tamed Lomer Vacharehem Es Ha'asid Lovel Anafshom Acharei Ovdom Befihem Yirtzu. The Yisapru Tomi, they'll talk about it. They'll tell you they're going to die. They know it 100%. It doesn't make any impression on them. They don't do tshuva. It's not that they forgot it. You see from here a little bit, though, something can negative word that that forgetting doesn't mean necessarily that you forgot it completely. Forgetting means it doesn't make an impression on you. There's by Esav that when the time will come, we'll forget what you did. Did Rivka ever think that Esav will forget what Yaakov did? But it means he'll remember it, won't make an impression on him. That's called forgetting. Here you see, not like that. That if you know something, it doesn't make an impression, that's not called forgetting. Forgetting means you mamish forgot it. Mara says, maybe they forgot it. So, no, it's just they know it, but it doesn't make an impression. Vaistois, that's not called forgetting. Or maybe there's two levels of forgetting, and it's not that level where they don't know it at all, just that they don't consider it. They don't take it to heart. That's also called forgetting. It's a different kind of forgetting. But the Mesillas Yesharim also is mashma. That's two different things. There's people sometimes forget their tachlis, or their malim ayin. They remember it, except that they don't take it in consideration. That's also mashma, that's not called forgetting. But it could be, again, pashtus, it means that there's two kinds of forgetting. Okay. Kichos al aner, going back now to the Mishnah. Kichos al aner, if a person had rachmonis on his lamp, and he saw that the fire on the lamp was damaging the lamp, and if he'd leave it on, the lamp would explode or break or get singed or whatever. So he put out the fire to save the lamp, right? The Vilna Gaon says, why do you say kichos? You say chos al haner, chos al ha-psila. What's kichos al haner? She says, because really the halacha is all the hotzos of Shabbos and Yontif, you don't have to pay for it. You get it back. So you think you're saving your candle. It's kichos al haner. But really, there's no chos over here, because if you lose the lamp, it's in the tzorich of Shabbos, you get back the money. So it's only as if you had rachmanis on it, but really the rachmanis is unnecessary.
But not for that Shabbos.
What?
Not for that Shabbos. You're not going to get back that Shabbos.
No, but in other words, if the guy says, I don't want to lose my lamp, but what's the lamp that Shabbos can't use anyway, right? The only use you have is it's going to be, what's it called? It's going to be burning.
You won't have the light anymore.
What? You're putting it out the light. You're putting out the light to save the lamp. You can't light it again that Shabbos. You're not going to get any benefit from it. You're saving it for the future. You're not saving for that Shabbos. You're saving it. Shouldn't get ruined. You're not going to light it again. So you put out the fire, right, to save the lamp, so you're not really saving anything. Because basically, if you wouldn't have put it out and the lamp would have gotten ruined, you would have gotten it back anyway.
Kichas means putting out or putting it down to keep it burning long?
No, kichas means you had rachmanis on the lamp, right, and you saw that the fire was going to ruin it. You put out the fire. You're a mechaber, right?
Now you put it lower, so that's longer.
No. Chos al aner, you want to save the oil, you put it out. Put it out. It's not, if you put it lower, it's also kibud. But here it's talking about your mamish, put it out. You're a mechaber, then you're a mechaber saner, right? You put it out, right? And the reason you put it out is either to save the lamp, not for the sake of making charcoal, but you did it for other purposes.
Is that the same word as chas v'sholom?
Chas means you have rachmanis.
Yeah.
Chas. Yeah. Rabbi Yossi commands for alay. Who does Rabbi Yossi hold like? Okay, so Rabbi Yossi says that if you did it for any of the other purposes, then you're potter. It's aser, but it's potter because malacha shein tzrich legufa is potter. Okay, you're not doing it for intrinsic reason, right? You would have been happy if the lamp wasn't burning altogether, right? That you wouldn't have to put it out. Right? But Lamaisa, now that it's on and it's going to get ruined, you have to put it out. So you're not putting it out for an intrinsic purpose. Or, like Tulsa says, you're not putting it out for the reason they did it in the Mishkan. You're doing it for other, a completely different purpose. In the Mishkan, they did it for the intrinsic making charcoal. And you're doing it to save the lamp. Different purpose completely. Right? It's not even similar to the purpose in the Mishkan. So he says, come on, who does Rabbi Yossi hold like? Right? It says that, what's it called? If you put out the light because of a person who's sick, who's not a chol, or you put it out for the sake of the lamp, or you put it out for the sake of what's it called, the save the oil, then you're potter. But if you do it for the sake of the wick, then you're chayiv. Okay? So, Rav Yossi poter b'chulon, all of the other purposes he says you're potter, except if you put it out for the sake of the wick. Okay? So, who does he hold like? If he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Melacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa is Chayev, then he should be Chayev on all of them. You don't have to do it for the purpose it was in the Mishkan, and you don't have to do it for an intrinsic purpose like Rashi learns. Right? Even if you do it to save yourself from outside reason, that's also Chayev. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda holds Melacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa is Chayev. It's not a Tnai in Chiyuv of Shabbos, even if it's Melacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa, you're Chayev. So if you dig a hole and all you want is the earth, you don't want the hole. Even though in the Mishkan, when they dug holes, they did it for the sake of the hole. They didn't do it for the sake of the earth. And if you could get the earth without the hole, you'd be very happy. You don't want dafka, the hole. The hole is an incidental thing. You want the earth. And if you could get the earth without making a hole, you'd be happy too. So that's called Melacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa. Two different explanations of it. So Rabbi Yehuda holds your chayiv. I'm Melacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa. So if I put out a fire for the sake of the oil, for the sake of the lamp, I should be chayiv. It's no different than digging a hole for the sake of the earth. The Iker of Shimon Svirulei, if he holds Iker of Shimon, the Melacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa is potter, then Psila Nami Lifter. You should be potter if you put it out for the sake of the wick too. What's the difference for the sake of the lamp or the sake of the wick? Either way, it's not for the sake of the kibui itself. You don't want this kibui. You want it only because of some other side thing. Omar Ula La Olam Krab Yehuda Svirle. He holds a Krab Yehuda. Ukasav Rab Yossi Soser Amanas Livnos Bimkomo Havi Soser. Amanas Livnos Shalom Bimkomo Lahavi Soser. But Rab Yehuda holds, Rab Yossi holds, he holds a Krab Yehuda, that really Melacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa is Chayiv. And really you should be Chayiv on the, what's it called, if you put it out for the sake of the oil, or if you put it out for the sake of the lamp also, just like for the whip. But there's another problem here. Soser is a destructive Melacha. Okay? So is Mechada, right? You're destroying something. You're taking something positive, the fire, and you're putting it out, right? So serves also. You're destroying something. Destructive things on Shabbos are always potter, okay? But if you destroy in order to build, so that's called Soser Amanas Livnos, that's Chayiv, okay? But it has to be that you're going to build in the same place that you tore down the thing. But if you tear down something here to build somewhere else, that's not Chayiv. The tikkun, right, in order for it not to be considered a destructive act, the constructive act has to be in the same place where the destructive act was. Then you look at it all together, and you, what's it called, look at the destructive thing as being a preface to the constructive thing, and the whole action is constructive. So if I tear down a building in order to build something else in that place, then Soser is Chayiv, but it's not destructive, because you connect it to the building. So the destroying and the building is all one thing, and therefore the destruction is positive, because I'm doing it in order to be able to construct something in the same place. But if I tear down something here to build something somewhere else, then you can't connect the two actions. This is destructive, that's constructive. So the destructive thing, you're not Chayiv on. Mele, the same thing by Kibui. If I put out something for some other, what's it called, constructive purpose, and it's in the same thing, then kibui would be chayiv, right? But if I'm putting it out, and the constructive purpose comes in something else, then this maisa is totally destructive. You can't connect it to the maisa of construction. Therefore, he says like this, if you put out a wick, okay, and the purpose is not to relight that wick itself, right? You do it for the sake of the oil or whatever, and therefore you may not end up relighting this candle at all, right? You want to save the oil, so you may not relight the candle. Or you want to save the lamp, you may not use the lamp anymore for lighting things. So you're destroying this flame, right? And you're not going to then relight the flame itself and that same thing. The tikkun is in something else. It's in the lamp. It's in the oil, which is a separate inyan. There, it's not called destroying in order to do something constructive in the same place. Now, Shenkin, the wick, you put out the wick, you're going to light the same wick again. So that there, the destructive thing, putting it out now, saved it that you'll be able to light it again when you want to. And then when you light it again, you're lighting it in the same place, on the same thing that you put out. there it's considered that the constructive thing is in the same place as the destructive thing. It all becomes one action, and therefore the destructive is not considered destructive. It's considered part of a constructive action. So when it's in the wick, it's all in the same thing. When it's not in the wick, right, you may throw that wick away and light another wick or whatever. You may never light it again. So just to save the oil, to save the lamp, the constructive is not part of the maisa of the destructive. The destructive remains a maisa by itself, and therefore you potter not because melacha shein tzricha legufa. You potter because it's mekalkel, because it's destructive. Rashi says it very clearly. Omer le Rava, michti, kol melacha shalfina lumi mishka. V'chara, why should you need sosa bone, sosa and bone b'mkomo? Why should you need sosa amanas livnos b'mkomo? We learn all the melachas in the Mishkan. Right? And the Mishkan, v'hasam sosa amanas livnos b'mkomo. They took down the Mishkan. That was sosa. They didn't put it back in the same place that they took it down. They took it down, they put it up in another place. So when they took it down here, they put it up over there. There was never sosa then amanas livnos b'mkomo in the Mishkan. It always was sosa amanas livnos b'mokom achir. And we still see that that was the malach on the Mishkan. So you learn from the Mishkan that Soser, al menas livnos b'mokom acher is chayv. Omer le shani hosom kivin d'chsiv al pi Hashem yachenu k'soser al menas livnos b'mkomo. Now there, since they didn't do it on their own, they didn't take it down here to put it over somewhere else. Right? They did it al pi Hashem. The Rabban Hashem said, take it down, and he'll tell us where to put it up. So, when I took it down, I'll das that whatever the Rabban Hashem tells me to put it, puts me here, whatever. I'm not doing it for some other purpose. I'm taking it down because the Rabban Hashem take it down. Whatever he'll tell me to put it, I'll put it. So therefore, ultimately, when I took it down, I had in mind to build it up together. The Maisim are the same thing because they all have the same source. The source is Al Pi Hashem. So since the Rabban Hashem is calling the shots over here, right, my kavana is to take it down for the sake of putting it up, for the same reason I took it down, because the Rabban Hashem said to me. That's therefore the Maisa becomes one Maisa. So it's Kesosa, Amanas Livnos, from Komo Domi. Rabbi Yochanan, okay, so that's why I see Rashi here too. Afilo the Psila Nomi Lifter, the Chosala Psila Nomi, Enosricha Hamalacha Legufa. If you put out the flame to save the wick, it's also not Malacha Tzricha Legufa. The malacha hainu kibui. The malacha is the kibui, is putting out the flame. It's not the wick. The kibui atzmo eno tzarech lo. You don't need to put out the flame. You would have been happier if the flame was never there altogether. The imlohu vora me'olam havi nichale. If it never was burnt, you'd be happy. Right? Just now that it's burning, you have to put it out. Right? So you're not doing it for the sake of, you want to put out a flame. You want to save a wick. Right? If somehow the flame would disappear, you wouldn't have to put it out, you'd be happy. Or if the wick became something that wouldn't burn, right, and it wouldn't decrease, you wouldn't put out the flame. You don't need to put out the flame. You need to save the wick. So the way to save the wick is through the flame. And that's melacha shein tzricha legufa. I don't need the putting out. I need a side thing that's going to come from that. I don't need the hole. I need the digging. So I need the earth. I'd be very happy if when I dug, there was no hole altogether. I don't need a hole. Same thing over here. I'd be very happy if I didn't have to put out this flame altogether. If somehow the wick could be saved without putting out the flame. I don't need to put out a flame. There's no malacha, there's no kavana dafka to put out a flame. I'm only doing it for an ulterior motive. That's called malacha shein tzricha legufa. Same thing with the wick. If I'm putting out the flame to save the lamp, or to save the oil, or to save the wick, what's the difference? Why does Rabbi Yossi hold saving the wick, you're high, and the other ones are potter? Right, I'd be very happy if this thing was never burning. If it didn't burn, I'd have more wick. So the fact that it's burning is not the ikkar over here, that I'm putting out a flame. The ikkar is I'm saving the wick. So Mar says, La'olam krab Yehuda Svirlei, the mishum ein tzricha legufa lo mifter. You wouldn't be potter because of ein tzricha legufa. That's not the reason you're potter. Therefore, on the wick, you're chayav. Even though you're doing it for the sake of the wick, not because intrinsically you need the extinguishing, you're still chayv. Ho, tzricha dover acher, meleches machshevesu. The chimachabela, and there it's considered meleches machshevesu. What's the ptur of meleches shein tzricha legufa? It's not meleches machshevesu. Right, that's not, meleches machshevesu means it's a malacha that has a purposeful work. right? That you think it's a purposeful work. It's not purpose. The purpose here is a side purpose. That's not called purposeful work. But Rabbi Yehuda holds what it is. That is, since I have a side purpose, that's also called purposeful work. It doesn't have to be intrinsic. And therefore, normally, if you would put it out for the sake, do another malacha for some ulterior motive, like digging a hole for the sake of the earth, you'd be chayiv. But over here, the reason you're potter, when you put it out for the sake of the lamp, for the sake of the oil, v'ner hainu time of the potter, kesover de sosra, manas livnos b'mkomo havi sosra. Sosra is only chayiv if you want to build again in that same place. Kol mekalkal de Shabbos havi potter, the lav hainu meleches b'shevis. Right? Mekalkalim is also not purposeful work, because it's destructive. Destructive work is not purposeful. So, what's it called? The soser, the snan va'ovis malacha, it says the demolishing is also malacha. It's one of the 39 malachas. The mechayiv soser amanas livnosu. That's only where the demolishing is for the sake of rebuilding. You want to tear something down so you can build something else in its place. The eno yochel livnos elim kain soser. You can't rebuild something unless you first knock down the first thing. So you have something, right? You have something built there, and you don't want that thing. You want something different. So you have to knock this down in order to build the other thing. That's constructive. If you look at the two actions together, I'm knocking down in order to build. So the knocking down is not destructive, it's constructive. The hashtolav kilkulhu. Now it's not a destructive act, it's a part of a constructive act. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, Rabbi Yossi Sovar, the imbim komo choser ubonehu, the mechayiv astira. The ilolo, but it's Rabbi Yossi holds that the only time that the destruction, the demolishing, can be considered constructive is if you build in the same place that you destroy. You destroy something, and in that same place you build, then it's looked upon as one maisa, and the demolishing is considered part of the construction. The ilolo, and if not, then if you build somewhere else, then you look at this two different maisa. This is demolishing, that's constructing. They're not one maisa, and therefore the demolishing is makalkel and it's potter. Putting out a flame is like demolishing a building. The chen korea, same thing with tearing. Tearing in order to re-sow. Right? All of these, dumya de soser, they're all intrinsically negative, destructive things, but if you do it with the intention of construction, then you're chayiv on them. But if you just do them for the destructive thing, then it's there, you're potter. Same thing with erasing. Erasing is destructive. Unless you erase in order to write something else in that place. You need to write something else. You need the place erased. The kulam soser ninu. Hilka, all of them are basically demolishing something. Hilkach ala psila chaisa didei enu ela lahadlik. Hilkach mechaba almanas lahadlik. Therefore, if you put out the wick, the purpose you're putting out the wick, right, for the sake of the wick, is to light it again, right? What do you need wicks for? Wicks are for lighting. So if I want to save the wick, that's why I'm putting it out, I'm saving it to burn again. So then I'm destroying the flame in order to light another flame. That's what's in the future. That's already soser almanas livnos. Hilkach mechaba almanas lahadlik. That's called mechaba almanas lahadlik. Hainu bimkomo, that's in the place. So you can say the action of putting out the flame is constructive because the purpose I did is I should be able to make another flame later. But where you have rachmanis on the lamp or on the oil, not on the wick, the enochos is mashlicha, right? And therefore the wick you can throw away. So you'll use this oil somewhere else. Possibly. Maybe not. Maybe you'll use it in your salad. Or you'll use the lamp for something else. Use it for a flower pot. But there's no raya that you're going to use that lamp again for lighting. Right? You use it for something else. You just want to have the lamp. No raya you're going to use that oil for lighting again. So therefore the action of putting out the flame and saving the oil is not in the same thing. It's not going to be constructive in the same thing. Even if you're going to use the oil to light again in this lamp with a different wick, right? That's not called demolishing to build in that place. because the lighting and the putting out are not in the oil and in the lamp, they're in the wick. That's where you make the kibui. The kibui is in the wick. It's only incidental to the lamp and to the oil. You're not putting out the oil. You're putting out the wick. And therefore, if you're going to use the oil, what's it called, again, somewhere else, that's not called bimkomo. Bimkomo only means you're going to use this wick again. Then it's one maaser. But if you're not going to use this wick again, right, you're going to use the oil or the lamp. That's a separate maaser, separate thing. Elabipsila. Hilkach lo shaycha stiru binyan elabipsila. Therefore, the whole concept of demolishing and building is only shaykh by the wick. The kivin de ein machsheves sofo lachzo lahadli psila zu ein kan ol binyan b'makom stira. If you're not going to use that wick again, then the tikkun is in something else, in the lamp, it's in the oil. But if you're going to use that wick again, right, that's the ikur purpose, then it's called bimkomo. With iktani shu osa pechem, kolomrat neshein heim osim pechem mitchilasa v'omedes lachzo lahachiz b'ha'or. Right, the idea is, what does it mean, because you're making it into charcoal? It doesn't mean that's your kavana. It means that you're saving the wick for a future use. So, because otherwise it would become completely burnt and you wouldn't be able to use it. So you're trying to put it out before it becomes completely burnt, so there's something to light the next time. The ika binyan v'mokum stira. Rebel Sena v'farshim ner v'shem and ika l'meim r'mi boyle l'mi v'yachrini v'lo l'havik. Says my Raveim said a different shot. More of what we were saying the other thing. That could be you'll never use the oil again for lighting. You'll never use the lamp again for lighting, right? But the psila, you will. We don't need to come on to that. But better what I said, Rashi says. The psila is the kibui is in the psila. The kibui is not in the ner and the shemen. Therefore, this is considered bimkomo. That's not considered bimkomo. The mishum de'ikala meimer leslan lemiftere shari hu yodea lo mechassali. We can't say maybe he won't use it. He knows why he's putting it out. If he's putting it out, and the whole purpose is he may not light it again, he knows he will light it again. That's the purpose he's doing it. Then he should be chayav. The stam ner ain't no ela lahavik bo psila, and a stam ner is not used for a flower pot. It's to use to put another psila in. So if you don't learn like me, Rashi says that the psila is the place of the kibui, and the other things are not considered the place of the kibui, then you have a problem. If the idea is that maybe he'll never use this lamp again for lighting, right, and therefore it's not binyan bimkomo, it's not tikkun bimkomo, then usually that's what lamps are used for, and he knows what he's using it for. So it all depends on his kavanah. So better to say what I'm saying, it doesn't depend on the kavanah at all. When you do it for the sake of the wick, you're going to light that same wick again. That's called binyan amanas, stir amanas livnos bimkomo, and when you're doing it for the sake of the lamp or the oil, then that's a different thing, that's a different place. That's not the place where the flame was, that's just a separate place. That's not called bimkomo. We'll go over this tomorrow.